This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another scandal, another problem, another situation that we can talk about and fix, perhaps, depending on your attitude, your comments. Help yourself to the comment line or lines, because there are three lines of communication that are available and open to you today, as every day here on Good Day. 888-302-3684 is the phone line to Doug. The email is doug@dougstefan.com, or Ken Kessler has his ear open and his mind open. It's Ken at dougstefan.com. Take a bow, Ken.
Thank you.
All right. And then social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Let's cue into that in a moment after we sort of view. This is an in-depth hour of the Good Day program in which we take apart a lot of the situations, or not a lot, because normally during the regular Good Day hours, there may be as many as 13, 14, 15 things that we'll pass upon during the course of the hour to update you on some of the things that you need to know. But and conversation in depth seems to be something that we benefit from time to time. I say we, hopefully you. It does benefit me, frankly, when I dig around in some of these stories to have a better understanding. The Ukrainian situation perhaps is an example of that, and the ancillary story about the bodies of those victims from the Malaysia airliner that was shot down over Ukraine arriving at a military base in the Netherlands. This is a country where there's a lot of sorrow, a lot of shock, actually. The flight, Malaysia Flight 17, started there. And so there are a lot of people on the plane, obviously, that are from that country. So bells were pealing and flags were flying at half-mast in memory of those people who were killed. The Russian-backed separatists seem to be the culprits here. This was a day of mourning, National Day of Mourning, yesterday. First time there was anything like this since Queen Wilhelmina died in 1962. The king, the prime minister, joining dignitaries as the two military aircraft carrying the 40 coffins landed in the southern Netherlands. Military guard of honor, standing at attention, trumpeter playing. It was a military situation for sure. Minute of silence observed in stations and factories and offices and streets all across that country. Servicemen from all four branches of the Dutch military boarded the Dutch transport, and they carried the coffins to the hearses lined up on the road. It was really, if you saw any of the video, Kenny, I don't know if you saw any of this. It was what I thought of while I was watching, frankly. I was thinking of Princess Diana, and I don't know why that came to me, but it certainly, the cortege passing through the streets of that city, drivers spontaneously stopping their cars, watching. There were people who were clapping in the video that I saw, people throwing flowers. The process repeated over the coming days. The bodies will be brought back to their respective communities. Meanwhile, there are accusations the rebels shot down the plane in error with that Russian-supplied missile. An opinion poll that was taken in a number of countries, but this one has significance because the Dutch don't necessarily get involved in any of these. They're not neutral, but they're kind of neutral, you know what I mean? They want sanctions imposed on Moscow. They have large trade and financial flows with Moscow. The Netherlands, very connected, as are many European communities. A lot of people there feel like there ought not to be any oil, no commodities purchased, no business done with the Russians at all. I think the Russians are going to find themselves in that position a lot, and deservedly so, under the circumstances. At least that's the way I kind of read into it. But the pictures, again, say, what is it, the old expression, pictures worth a thousand words. And the Ukrainian rebel commander has acknowledged that they have missiles, and it sort of sounded, if you kind of read between, or listen between the lines, that they didn't take credit, but they said, yeah, we did it, and we made a mistake. There's sort of that floating around. Okay, so who are the people that know a little bit more about this than the average Joe? A guy named Ray McGovern is with us, who is a former analyst for the government. He'll be talking with us about the Ukraine situation in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams, like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be fantastic. We're sponsored.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime.
Wow! I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Join the Good Day gang and enjoy some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him. Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
Quarter after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, analyzing now information about the downed Malaysian jetliner and the most recent to shoot down. Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, used to chair the National Intelligence Estimates Group, co-founder of Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, and writes for Consortium News. Mr. McGovern, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you. Is this Doug?
It is.
I'm glad to be with you.
Nice to have you here, sir. So, this Ukrainian situation and the first information that we have about the Malaysian jet being shot down with a Russian missile, is it your opinion or educated concerned about what speculation provides versus reality and what is fact? Go ahead. Give us the facts about this, will you?
Yeah, no, that's exactly the concern everyone should have. You talk about a Russian missile. The SS-11 is, by definition, a Russian-made missile, but the mainstream media seems to be obfuscating the fact that this does not mean that the Russians were responsible. Lots of countries have SS-11s. It's as though, you know, an AK-47, Russian-made, was used to shoot up a bunch of Americans in a theater in Arizona, and you blame Russia because it was a Russian weapon.
So, all right, so what should we believe about
who
this?
Else could it be?
Yeah.
Well, I am a veteran intelligence analyst, and as you didn't mention, I used to brief the senior advisors to President Reagan. 12 hours ago, the Washington Post and other media outlets were given very fuzzy photography images that purported to show that the Russians were in some measure responsible for what happened. Now, if I were briefing the president this morning, I would be too embarrassed to show that quote evidence. Not only that, these are very fuzzy photos that don't really prove anything. Not only that, but when you figure that this comes from the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, whose credibility is zero or minus zero for having lied under oath to Congress on the 12th of March last year, saying, no, the NSA is not intercepting any U.S. citizens' telephone calls. Bald lie. So this is the guy they put up. This is not very persuasive. The other thing is they could put up the Dalai Lama or the Pope himself, and the credulity given to this evidence that they gave to the Washington Post late yesterday would not bear close scrutiny.
Right,
I am frankly embarrassed.
Let's talk about what you think, from your analytical point of view, did happen. So they had who did use the missile to shoot down this plane, and why did it shoot down the plane? Was it a mistake?
Well, to answer your last question first, I believe it was probably a mistake. I can't see that anyone...
So what were they aiming to shoot down? What did they think they were shooting at?
Well, who was they?
They would be whoever it was that operated the missile. We don't even know who they are. Yes, that's true.
That's correct. And that's the important thing. That's why I asked the question. No one knows. Kerry says he knows it was the Russians, you know? And now they're saying...
Don't we have a recording of a phone call of the general to Russian military?
Please, no, we don't have that kind of recording. And if we did, these are very, very easily manipulated, easily fooled around with kind of things.
Okay, yeah. So what do you think is going on here? Because you obviously think there's a little trickery in what we're hearing. What do you think is going on?
I don't say trickery. I say very, very embarrassing adducing of intelligence. The intelligence given the Washington Post yesterday proves nothing. They are backing off charges now. That is, the U.S. administration says, well, we can't prove it was Russia. The rush to judgment is the story here. Instead of waiting for the evidence to come in and be sorted out by an international team of inspectors, John Kerry and Obama decided to blame the Russians, blacken Putin. Putin, very bad. Putin, no shirt on, sometimes rides horse with no shirt on. Putin. It's been so embarrassing. It really
Robert, we still aren't getting to the core of who it is that is responsible for this, then. Do we?
Good question. Here's the answer. Okay? The Ukrainian, their defense forces have this missile. The Russian air defense forces have this missile. There is no proof that the separatists, so-called, out in eastern Ukraine had that missile. No proof at all. And so it's either the Russians who would have shot that down, and I happen to know something about the Russian air defense system. It permits of no mistakes of this kind. They've got the radar up there. They have all the tracks.
So they knew what they were shooting at then. That's what you're... I think I
know. No, that's just the opposite. They would have known.
They wouldn't have shown us. They would have shot it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And so who has the incentive? If it were more than a mistake, if it was more, more suspicious than a mistake, then I would bet, and it's a good bet.
We're going to have to leave you at this point, Mr. McGovern. We're out of time.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
What a wonderful song this is. Who doesn't know this?
And when two lovers woo,
lots of people,
they still say I love you.
Under the age of 25 or 30.
All that you can rely.
Casablanca is such a cultural.
No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
If you remember Ingrid Bergman in this movie, and I don't know what the age cutoff is, Richie seems to think it's in the 20s, I think that this would be a good, if you study culture at all in college or whatever.
I had to watch it in high school, actually.
Did you?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This scene where Ingrid Bergman says to Dooley Wilson, play it, Sam. This is a...
play it again, Sam, right?
Yeah. Well, I think, is it play? Did she say play it again, Sam?
Play it again, Sam.
No.
Oh, no.
She never
he
said
did,
that.
Right? He
Humphrey
did.
Bogart.
No, nobody said it in that. That's one of those myths that everybody thinks that line came from it, but it,
really?
It didn't. It came from a later movie.
Really? All right, crank this up, will you please, Richie? The Sam character, played by Dooley Wilson, first played the song on the piano for Rick and Bergman's Ilsa when they fell in love in Paris as the Nazis were storming into the French capital. This is one of the many items from the movie that's going up to auction. This piano is...
hearts full of passion, jealousy, and hate.
There is the scene.
Woman needs man, and man must have.
Spiel ein paar von den alten Liedern, Sam.
Yeah, man. Oh. It's in German. That's not going to work.
I'm sure you can find it in English somewhere.
A case of do or die. The world will always
this is part of the magic. Hollywood started creating about this time. I mean, real magic. You believed when you watched this movie that it was taking place in Morocco at Rick's American Cafe. And it actually was shot on the lot in Burbank. And the final scene at supposedly the Casablanca airport was shot at the Burbank airport. And it was, I didn't even know how they got the fog.
But it worked, right?
It sure worked. Yep. It's all about the, or you know what? I'm wrong. It's not Burbank. The Santa Monica airport. Because it wasn't as noisy. They were able to create that ambiance at the Santa Monica airport. But the story here, the story behind the story, is that there are a lot of the items that have come out of Casablanca that are up for auction. And the piano is one of them. Apparently, there's some other things. The doors, Kenny, from the cafe. Let's see what else here. Passports, transit papers created for the film, a final draft of the screenplay signed by members of the cast. So what's this stuff worth? What private collectors would pay how much money?
Oh, that piano. They're going to drop some cash on the piano.
I would think so. Yeah, that'd be, isn't that, what a great conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Piece for somebody who's got a lot of money. That's buy the true. Piano.
Okay, here you go.
All right, Richie.
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you.
There you go.
Uh-huh. That's it. What a great scene from a great, great mirror. As a classic American film, if there is one. So, anyway, the story is...
She doesn't talk so nicely back
very then.
I know, didn't she?
Yeah. DougStefan.com is where you can find that story. It's 28 after the hour now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards, and you get earth. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com rewards program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and License Plate Bingo?
I found Alaska!
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips. Now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy an ABVI!
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Wow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen as we welcome Thursday, the 24th of July, into the picture of our lives. This hour is devoted to in-depth conversation with several issues of the day in the forefront. Ken Kessler is monitoring social media with me, and before we move on, there are a number of things in the medical world that are worth our attention, but because there are a lot of people who want to talk about the Ukraine. The White House, by the way, maintaining it's part of a pattern of Russian-backed separatists using Russian weapons to pose risks to aircraft that's been used in the past. So what sort of comments do we have? I don't know whether they're focused on American involvement in the situation in the Ukraine. Are we hypocrites because we've been doing a lot of this stuff ourselves over the years, or funding people who are doing the same sort of things? What are people saying, Kenny? Writing.
Well, John says this is absolutely disgusting that this happened at all, and Russia should be ashamed.
Mm-hmm. Not much punch to that comment. Okay, Russia ought to be ashamed. Big deal. Russia doesn't care. Putin doesn't care. They're not of that ilk. It's nice that some people think that way, and hopefully most of the people in the world feel that way. But that doesn't mean the Russians. The Russians, they're thugs, the people that run Russia, and a lot of people who are supported by them are cut from the same cloth. So that comment, although I'm sure well-intentioned, is meaningless. Next.
Jay says, people who distrust Putin blame him and the rebels. People who distrust the West blame them and Ukraine. The problem is we don't have enough facts to really know what happened yet.
Mm-hmm. And that's on purpose, is it not? The information. Why isn't the news media digging around more in this? would be a question if you really had a world news media. Not only do we have a weak media here, news media, although I think that we were talking, was it yesterday or the day before, about how good some of the information is that you get from Western sources. I'm talking about Western European newspapers. I've said this many times. Whenever I've traveled to that part of the world and read a newspaper or watched any news, I always felt like I knew more about what was going on in America than I knew from what we learned or gleaned here, because there's so much attention paid to fluff here. The other side of that is, does the coverage or the focus on things that happen in other countries get the same scrutiny, the same intense coverage, for example, the situation in Ukraine, as does America? All right, anything else, Kenny?
Yeah, Kate says, what concerns me is that this plane seemed to be, or actually she says, some people say that this plane seemed to be where it shouldn't have been. How do you know which flight path your plane will take?
It's not that there is the standard here in America and abroad when it comes to air traffic control. There are highways in the sky the same as there are highways on the ground. If you're flying from Los Angeles to New York, there are three or four ways, and they go over airports and air traffic control centers that you get from Los Angeles to New York or Boston. Same is true in Europe. If you're flying from London, let's say, to Moscow, or you're flying from Paris to the New Delhi, or there are these various flight patterns, and there were any number of planes. After I said what I did on the air, somebody commented, I think I said this the day of the tragedy, the day after the tragedy, that there were only four planes, because that's what I'd read somewhere. So I'm telling you what I've seen and heard. That's part of what the beauty is of conversation about elements like this, because we're not always all right, but we take a mix of things, and that was one thing that I saw. Four planes had flown over state of Ukraine. Well, when that became public knowledge, or it was heard by a number of pilots, European pilots said, what are you talking about? There were a thousand planes. When somebody examined air traffic control records, there had been almost 1,000 planes that had flown over Ukraine in the previous, 24, 48 hours, whatever it is. There is a tremendous traffic that flies from Western Europe in toward the east, and the Ukraine path is one of those highways in the sky. And supposedly, if you are over 30,000 feet, 32,000 feet, there is no problem. So, and there are any number of pilots that said that, I think, Kenny, right?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I had seen some of the same things that you had about four planes that had come out initially. But there's when there's a tragedy like this, there's always bad information that gets repeated over and over.
Yeah, well, that happens. Even when it isn't a bad situation, there's wrong information repeated over and over. And that's why conversation and clarity about these issues is good on programs like this, if I do say so myself. 21 before the hour. Let's turn our attention to some of the medical news today. The Swiss drug maker Roche has confirmed its first full year of sales and profits. The announcement was made earlier this morning. Growing momentum for its new breast cancer medicines and professional diagnostics products seemed to make them on the top of the drug heap, if you will. Unlike other pharmaceutical companies that have been ravaged by patent losses, Roche has yet to face a challenge to its older biotech drugs by makers of some of the copycat treatments that you find going on here, not only here, but in Europe. There are a lot of a lot of the drugs of 10 years, they become sort of public domain, if you will. But Roche has developed a lot of cancer medicines, and they are very expensive. They hope that these, their new follow-up drugs, if you will, they are using a new process, for example, breast cancer business, blood cancer business, and you think about the strategies. You know how many times I've said this on the air. There was really no reason. There is a battle supposedly being waged against cancers, breast cancer being among them, with the Susan G. Komen Foundation notable. I think it's October is Pink Month, isn't it, Kenny? Every year when breast cancer awareness month. Yeah. Okay. So,
what does that mean?
Breast cancer awareness. The breast cancer drugs. Here's just one drug that so far this year for Roche has sold $227 million worth of product compared to $83 million last year. So think about that. You think that they are interested in curing cancer, these companies? Roche has a new drug being sold here in the United States. It's aimed at blood diseases, and again, strong performance there. I don't really even know much about blood cancer. Anybody, you know, you hear about breast cancer, bone cancer, brain cancer, prostate cancer, but blood cancer? I know it exists, obviously, but this is something that's apparently not necessarily in our country, but growing around the world. And so they've come up with some kind of a treatment that has sold billions of dollars in the first half of this year. So the reason I'm talking about this, there's two reasons, actually. One of them has to do with the business of one of the biggest drug companies in the world and how they are focused on trying to create, and apparently successfully so, some of these unique drugs that have found a market. And the second part of this is how... And the French and Italians have done a lot to focus on this. We haven't done it here in America. Where's the cure? You guys are spending all this money developing these drugs. Is there a cure? There is a cure for cancer, by the way. Cure for most cancers. And it's pretty inexpensive. You can get a lot of the, believe it or not, in Mexico, certain parts of Europe. You can even get some of these drugs in Canada that are available. But yet they're not available here. Why is that? Because there's too much money being made to treat diseases like cancer. All right, so having said that, a couple of different health perspectives now front and center as our own Dr. Jack Stockwell comes in to talk about his specialty, his medical specialty, and a couple of ancillary things that go along with it. So medicine and medical procedures in the focus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill.
He wasn't in any danger, but he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, the author of the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. Go to his website, jackstockwell.com, and check out what he's writing that nobody else is writing, what he's saying that nobody else is saying. He's an upper cervical expert as a Nooker chiropractor. So one of the things that all of the doctors this week have been talking about, a study at the University of Chicago that shows the use of what you do, the technique that the Nooker chiropractors use, lowers blood pressure. The fact that this has been going on for 84 years, why is there not more focus? Why is there not more information? Why don't more people know about you other than the folks that come visit you in Salt Lake City? There are only 30 people in the country that do what you do. Why is that?
Well, actually, there's a little over 200. There's only 18 of us that are actually board certified. And that study at the University of Chicago was a study of NUCA itself.
Yeah, okay.
And it was a board-certified NUCA doctor in the northern Chicago area. And it was a pilot study, and the people who were admitted into the study were type 2 hypertensives. And so
what's a type 2 hypertensive?
They were way up there in the systolic, diastolic numbers. The numbers were really high.
High blood pressure, in other words.
High blood pressure, excuse me. High blood pressure. And they were taking as many as 2 high blood pressure drugs, which is very dangerous because people who take at least 2 high blood pressure drugs are more likely to collapse when they stand up and have a serious fall. I have patients who come into my clinic that actually are on 3 hypertensive drugs, which is just madness. But in any event, the study was done and published in the Journal of Human Hypertension in May of 2007. And it was supervised by Dr. George Bakris, who is known as Dr. Hypertension in this country, an MD who specializes in research and has published over 600 papers on high blood pressure. So he was supervising these NUCA docs in the Chicago area with these patients. And other people have tried to duplicate that, and they can't because it has to be an upper cervical correction done at exactly the right space underneath the skull. So I have a lot of patients I take care of who only come in here when they notice their blood pressure starting to rise back up again.
Really?
Yes, because, you know, it's under the control of the nervous system,
mm-hmm.
and very near this junction in the brainstem, where the brainstem is coming out of the skull, becoming the spinal cord, going down the spinal canal, is an area inside the medulla oblongata, bottom end of the brain stem, that actually controls respiration and blood pressure. And so distortion of the tissue in this area by a misalignment of the upper cervical spine can greatly affect the ability of the body not only to regulate its own internal blood pressure, but respiration rate, oxygen transfer inside the lungs, whether or not the blood is actually oxygenated enough. We have done studies where people will have, you know, the little pulse oximeter on the finger that you get if you're in the emergency room or something, where they're monitoring pulse as well as blood content of the hemoglobin on the red blood cells. And we've been able to change as much as 10% of oxygen saturation just with the upper cervical correction to the spine. And the people who have the hardest time understanding an upper cervical chiropractor are other chiropractors. And I think Dr. Shanahoff referred to them as full spine adjusters. I consider what I do to be full spine because I make full spine changes with what I do. And nuke is hard to do. It's a lot easier to make money in other kinds of chiropractic than to be a specialist.
Well, but you don't know, as somebody who's had the treatment any number of times, you don't really know, you don't really feel it. Like if you go to a regular chiropractor, you feel the crunches and all that stuff. With Jack applying it to his, what he does, his magic to your neck, you don't really feel it until the results said.
Very gentle.
Yeah, it is very gentle. All right, check out Jack Stockwell's website, jackstockwell.com. Read the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. 51 after on your day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We're on the mission.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, we'll pick it up on the way back.
You gotta mark your spot, though. Put Rabinowitz and a life raft. Have them row in circles until we return.
It could be days.
Then put some food in the life raft.
For God's sake, man, do I have to think of everything? We'll take his faith and chose. He won't miss anything.
It's not unusual to be loved by
anyone. You know, I've personally flown over 194 missions, and I was shot down every one. Come to think of it, I've never landed a plane in my life.
Love it. From the movie, which was number one during this week in 1991.
I'm falling for you like a blind roofer.
What am I missing? The movie, this isn't Hot Shots. That was Airplane,
yeah.
Right?
No, so why do Hot Shots.
It's Hot Shots.
It is?
Yeah, which is a spoof of all of the Airplane and all the other movies.
See, I didn't even get that. I'm thinking I'm listening to the real Airplane clip.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, Tom Jones bringing us in with movie music here. This song was used memorably in this movie, which did very well. So when the original Airplane movie was in the 80s, wasn't it? 84, 85?
1980.
1980.
Yeah.
Wow. Chuck Kerr. Curry is our movie man. He has movie news. We'll get updates on a lot of things going on. He's the expert when it comes to video, DVDs, anything that you can see on a reel or on a disc or on your iPhone or iPad or whatever your device is. Chucker knows what's going on. He's going to give us some movie news. We have some interesting things to memorialize right after these words.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the connected home has been a kitchen staple for a while, but few gadgets have truly changed the way we think about cooking. A new smart kitchen scale, Drop, looks to do just that. Drop, which pairs with a companion iOS app, completely changes the process of cooking. Instead of a traditional list of ingredients and steps, Drop's recipes divide the ingredients into blocks. Every recipe is built around the scale, which adapts to how much of each ingredient you have. Baking cookies and a little bit light on flour? Drop can scale back a recipe to make sure that each batch still turns out right. Drop's recipes are far more visual than traditional recipes. Each step has an accompanying video to make sure you know exactly what you need to do. This significantly lowers the entry bar for new cooks and also ensures veteran chefs are nailing each step along the way. If Drop sounds like a gadget you've gotta have, you can pre-order one for $99. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more in car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. Say it again, Doug. A free. That too. A free rate quote.
Da, 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 da. He's a professional, ladies and gentlemen. Don't try this at home.
Boobcaster. All right, so don't try this at home. Will Ferrell and Adam McKay are making a Manimal movie? What in the world is that all about?
I don't really know what that's about, but if it's as good as Land of the Lost, it'll be terrible.
Who's Adam McKay? I don't even know Adam McKay.
I think Manimal was a TV series in the 1980s. I think he played an actor named Simon McCordland. He was in Jaws 3.
Yeah.
It actually was a ratings hit in the first few years of the series. I think it's like half man, half animal.
Beast. Right.
Like a manimal.
Like a manimal.
Exactly.
Yes.
Genius.
All right. No, you did a nice job, Jennifer. All right, Chucker, what else you have in your bag today?
This one's interesting. According to reports, Warner Brothers is in talks with Mark Romanek, the director of the 2002 movie One Hour Photo, which starred Robin Williams, to helm a prequel to Stanley Kubrick's horror masterpiece, The Shining. It's going to be titled Overlook Hotel. Now, do I think this is a good idea? Actually, I do, because I think there's a lot of potential in the franchise. One other bit of news, TV news, Anthony Hopkins has signed on to star in HBO's pilot of Westworld, which is based on the 1973 movie directed by Michael Crichton, starred Yul Brynner as the gunslinger, Richard Benjamin and James Brolin. I really like that movie. I think this has a lot of potential. J.J. Abrams' Bad Robot production company will oversee the project. And from what I hear, HBO is going to put a ton of money into this. So I look forward to it.
All right, so this is the anniversary, Chucker, of the release of The Haunting on this date, 1999. This was the remake of the 1963 movie. Took in $33.44 million the first weekend. That was 15 years ago. Not a bad take, right? Lily Tomlin.
Not a bad take. I mean, horror could be shot at a lower budget and make a lot of profits for the industry.
And the mainstream cast in this, Liam Neeson, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Owen Wilson, Bruce Dern. That's a, I look at these sorts of things.
That was a very good cast. That movie wasn't that great, though.
No, well, I mean, you don't think these people would go for that kind of a movie for the most part. It must have been something, pretty important about the context of it. Chuck Curry, movie news and information. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can reach that by getting to the contributors box at DougStefan.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.